Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz, and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast. Welcome to the Sunday Music Program on Voice of Mongolia in English. I'm your host, Dolum Surung, and I prepared today's brand edition with some latest cultural and sports news. And you will also hear some beautiful music and songs by famous Mongolian artists. Mandela Temple of Secret Tantra exhibition opens in Tartu. As a part of the 30th anniversary celebration of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Mongolia and Estonia, a photo exhibition, Mandela Temple of Secret Tantra, was opened in Tartu, Estonia, on the 20th of last month. The exhibition that will run until the 20th of this month is being jointly organized by the Embassy of Mongolia, accredited to Estonia, University of Tartu, Estonian Oriental Society, and Festival Orient. Non-resident ambassador of Mongolia to the Republic of Estonia and rector of the University of Tartu delivered an opening speech at the exhibition. Moreover, the opening ceremony was attended by the acting director of the Asia-Pacific Division of the Estonian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Honorary Consul of Mongolia in Estonia, director of E-Governance Academy of Estonia, and Mongolian researchers. Now, let's take a musical break to learn about our homeland.
Zur Hände Mord
Mongolian Empire Digital Hall opens at National Museum of Mongolia. The opening ceremony took place for the Mongolian Empire Digital Hall at the National Museum of Mongolia on the latest of last month. Head of the Department of Cultural Heritage at the Ministry of Culture noted that the National Museum of Mongolia continuously improved its services based on studies throughout the years, and the museums in Mongolia have recently begun to work towards introducing many new services that meet global trends. In order to present the exhibits in a more interesting and easily comprehensible way for people of all ages, the National Museum of Mongolia partnered with ZEV Digital Museum for the exhibits of the Digital Hall. Based on the archaeological artifacts found from 13th to 14th century settlements and tombs, the team behind MiFox Animation Studio used technologies such as 2D, 3D, virtual reality or VR, and augmented reality or AR to present the digital exhibitions at the newly opened hall. Also, the digital exhibits include a reconstruction of Karakorum, the ancient capital of the Mongolian Empire, in virtual reality based on the model of the city, as well as remains discovered during archaeological excavations. Moreover, the museum's visitors are able to listen to a detailed explanation about gears in which Mongolians used to live in at the time, hunting tools and equipment, weapons, accessories, horse riding equipment, flags, and coat of arms, gear with a wagon, coins, and exhibits relating to building ornaments, and watch video content about the history of the Mongolian Empire with the use of augmented reality technology. Now please listen to a beautiful pop song. Mongolian Statehood History Museum to be merged with the Museum of Genghis Khan. At the cabinet meeting, it was decided to stop the operations of the Mongolian Statehood History Museum by the end of this year to merge it with the Museum of Genghis Khan. According to this decision, officials were tasked to take measures in cooperation with the corresponding organizations to organize transferring of the museum's collection. The Mongolian Statehood History Museum runs its operations at the extension of the State House. With four exhibition halls, the museum receives an average of 24,000 visitors each year. The museum's collection currently keeps 1,237 rare artifacts, including gold, silver, and copper coins of the Khans of the Mongolian Empire. Garments were worn by 13th century, notably found from Zagang Kanang Cave in Noyunsum, Omongabi province, and the Bokhtuk hat of a Mongolian queen discovered from a burial at the Borkhontolgoi site in Dilgir Khan Sum, Hinti province. Now please enjoy a violin tune called Winter by violinist Dilgir Tsitsik. Thank you. 9 European Film Festival launched. The second European Film Festival 2021, organized annually by the delegation of the European Union to Mongolia in cooperation with the embassies of the EU member states, will take you on a journey through the European cinematography to 21st this month. As for this year, the festival will feature 16 award-winning films from international film festivals such as Sundance, Cannes, and Venice. Also, some 13 films with dubbing in Mongolian, 3 films with Mongolian subtitles, 9 films with English subtitles will be displayed. The audience will find in a film's journeys of youth and maturity, of history and modern life, of family values and loneliness in today's busy life, of conflicts and hopes. The European Film Festival is an annual event that gives local audiences a taste of Europe's diversity and creativity via European films. Now please listen to a lovely song by a young band named UB Night.
Ах, хамтласын уучлаарай.
Mongolian basketball team claims silver at Skills Challenge of International Basketball Federation. U15 basketball boys' team won a silver medal at the International Basketball Federation or FIBA Skills Challenge 2021, which was remotely held in October. In a tournament in which U15 athletes from 105 countries competed, the team advanced to the finals of the challenge 2 years in a row as a result of their outstanding performance this year. After their dominant performances in their games against the teams of Argentina, Albania, Belarus, Madagascar, Puerto Rico, and Bulgaria, the Mongolian team faced the Israeli team in a grand finals, where they lost with a final score of 107-108. Now let's listen to a pop song named The Fame of an Athlete. Mongolian chess player wins silver medal at World Championship. Mongolian 12-year-old chess player Sot Bilik won a silver medal in a category U1700 of the World Amateur Chess Championship held in Rhodes City, Greece, in the ladies of last month. A total of 5 players participated in a competition from Mongolia. Former member of a parliament, Lunde Jansung, who competed in the above-mentioned category, took 29th place. In a category U2000, Din Humboldt was placed at the 10th, and Mandoha 17th, while Halung, who competed in a category U2300, took 28th place. All right, we've transmitted a new edition of the Sunday music program, including the latest news about culture and sport, and some beautiful songs by famous Mongolian artists. Thank you for listening. Have a great day and goodbye until we meet again.